I dared not look down, but in my peripheral vision I could see the gash in my chest, right through my clothing. It was not nearly deep enough to kill me, not even down to the ribs, but that was only luck on my part. Next time he would have me. I was sure of it. Tanna! It was not my voice. It was Amelia, calling from the shade. I saw her, half lost in darkness, reaching out to me. Of course. To her I was still Tanna. She had no other name for me. She had Ryvich's gun. "Throw it to me!" I shouted. She threw it. The gun slammed into the floor, then skidded for meters, chips of its jeweled husk flaking off. I spun from Tanna and ran for the gun. I fell to my knees, sliding until I was within reach of the gun, my hand closed on the grip. Tanna's knife flew through the air and slammed into my hand. I dropped the gun, yelling in pain, seeing the point of the knife jutting from my palm like the sail of a yacht. Tanna ran towards me, his footfalls racing into the echoless gloom. Tears clouding my eyesight, I picked up the gun with my other hand and tried to aim it at him. I squeezed off a shot, feeling the delicate recoil of the gun. The blur of the projectile glistened past Tanna, missing him by inches. I re-aimed and squeezed the trigger again. The gun did nothing. Tanna crashed into me, kicking the useless weapon away for good measure. Forcing me to the ground, kneeling over me like a victor, he wrestled with me while I tried to stab him with the edge of the knife projecting from my palm. Tanna caught my wrist above my impaled hand and smiled for a second. He'd won now. He knew it. It was just a question of removing the blade from my palm and turning it against myself. Out of the corner of my vision I saw Ryvich's slumped corpse, his mouth agape, his few teeth catching the golden glow of the chamber. I remembered him tapping his teeth. And finally remembered the other thing Kaweya had bought from the Ultras, the transformation that went deeper than vision, the hunter's aid he had never mentioned to Tanna Mirabel. What use is it to hunt in the night if you can't kill what you catch? I opened my jaw wide, wider than strict human anatomy allowed. I seemed to find a muscle inside myself that I had not known was there before, a muscle anchored high in the roof of my mouth. Something cracked in my jaw, painlessly. With my good arm I cradled Tanner's head, turning his face to mine while he struggled with the knife, thinking it would do him some good. He looked into my mouth, and must have seen it then. "You're dead," I said. "It wasn't just snake vision I bought from them, you see." I felt my venom glands activate, pumping poison along the microfine channels bored through my articulated fangs, and drew Tanna to me, like the final embrace of a long-lost brother, and bit deep into his neck. Epilogue. For a long time I just stood looking out the window. The woman who was sitting in my office must have thought I'd forgotten she was there. I could see her face reflected in the floor-to-ceiling glass, still waiting for an answer to the question she had just asked. I hadn't forgotten her or her question. I was just wondering how something that had once seemed so strange could now seem so familiar. The city hadn't changed much since my arrival. It had to be me, then. The window was spattered by rain falling from the mosquito net, hard diagonal slashes of it. They said it never really stopped raining in Chasm City, and maybe that was true. But it missed the nuances that rain was capable of. Sometimes it came down straight and